If you have not explicitly shared with your team what is their individual quotas, what is the team quotas, this is an opportunity for you to do that. Setting defined timeframes and defined outcomes and targets for them to be able to hit helps you so much with being able to have clarity in the organization. Once you've defined that clarity and they know exactly what is expected of them, then you have something that you can coach them to. Consider adopting having a quota for your team and putting that as part of your vernacular. And I think your team will absolutely start and begin to bend towards closer to hitting their targets.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design.
Hey, everyone. Let's talk about a term that you probably don't use in your day-to-day very much, and that is quotas. I'd like to offer you to bring this word back. We've been talking about quotas a lot, private clients, my boardroom clients, and blueprint clients over the last 6 months. And a lot of people have ended up adopting that word. But first, let's get into what is the definition of a quota. So I went just to good old trusty Google, could have certainly gone to AI, but here's what Google says. A business quota is a specific, measurable, and time-bound performance goal that is assigned to individuals, to teams, departments, to drive productivity and achieve company objectives. It goes on, it's common in sales. It mandates targets for revenue, units sold, activity levels within a set period to measure success. We're coming up at the very end of the first month of January. And if you go back in December, we ran two Above the Business workshops to help you work not just in the business and certainly not just on the business, but to get above the business, to help you to be able to set your 2026 objectives. The very next week, we came together and we helped everybody to set their quarterly priorities. What do you feel like you need to get accomplished this quarter? Then in January, or this month, the workshop that we ran was all about traction. How do you put rubber on the road in relation to your objectives, both for the year and for the quarter? What are the things that actually go in to play to do that? One of them was making sure that you have a scoreboard. I like the acronym LAPS, L-A-P-S, Leads, Appointments, Presentation, Sales. That was one. Number two is aligning everybody in the organization with a monthly team bonus. And at the end of the day, if you think about the time frame of that team bonus and also keeping some sort of a scoreboard, one of the things that that does is it helps you to understand that there's a defined period of time and there are specific outcomes that we're trying to achieve. I think the same thing is true when it comes to your individual team members. What is their quota? Specifically, what is the target that they have to achieve, the measurable outcomes you want them to achieve during a specific set period of time? Where this has come up, my very first job out of college when I graduated from Auburn, I was selling Yellow Page ads, and they set us a very specific quota. At the time when we were selling Yellow Page ads, we would work different phone books for a different territory, basically. So each book or each canvas is what they referred to it as, had a set period of time that we were going to be there. And obviously, let's say the Huntsville book was a much thicker book. And so we were in that territory for a much longer period of time. And some of the smaller books that we would go and spend time at, it was maybe 10th of the size of the Huntsville book. Well, we didn't spend nearly as much time. But either way, for the four different books that we worked, so the four different canvases throughout the year, there were different lengths of time that we worked it, but there was always a quota. Each rep had a quota to be able to hit. And here's what's interesting. Some of that was standard across the board, but some of the quotas was different depending on how long you had been there. See, what they would do is they would assign you some current advertisers. You can, this makes sense. And if you've been there a long enough period of time, you might would get a group of current advertisers spending, you know, let's just say $100,000 a year in Yellow Page advertising. And again, I'm dating myself a little bit, but I think you get the point. And then other newer reps, myself included, we would get assigned some what they called revenue, some current advertisers, but it wouldn't be at the level of some of the senior ones. I think that all makes sense. So because of that, the senior ones had more revenue to be able to handle, but they also had higher quotas that they needed to hit versus myself in my very first year. So it doesn't mean that whenever you're having quotas in your organization that everybody has to be the same. You certainly want to treat everybody fairly, treat everybody equally, but that doesn't always mean that the numbers have to be the same, okay? Certainly somebody that's been in your organization for 4 to 5 years probably has some advantage. They built up a pipeline that is beyond what somebody who just started 3 months ago is going to have. Either way, though, there's a defined period of time. Look, it could be a month, and there's a set quota. And one of the things we would do is when we would have our monthly manager sit down manager meetings, the thing that they came in, the one metric we were held accountable for, was what were we at as a percent to quota. And the reason why this, I don't think this is a very difficult concept to be able to grasp, but I think it is so easy and simple, yet sometimes we kind of miss it. What do you expect people to do? What are the specific numbers? And look, it's a lot easier in sales positions. I will say that. But that doesn't mean that the rest of your team can't have some quotas that they need to hit as well. But just taking with the sales team, how did your sales team perform as a percent to quota in January? If they had to sell 50 widgets and they sold 55, they were over 100% to quota. And that should be certainly be recognized. I know that they probably would get commissions, but that should be recognized. And so that simple task or concept has been very transformative to a lot of the business owners that we've worked with over the last few months. We've helped them to understand what is the quota for an individual salesperson. What do you want them to do? And oftentimes, whenever I'm talking to someone and they share about an underperforming team member, I'll say, okay, walk me through the last 3 months of their production. What were their numbers? And with, you know, a little bit of going back and finding some numbers, they can do that. They can share, hey, here's their numbers. Fantastic. Now, how are they doing in relation to what you want them to be doing? And it's very easy for them to say, well, I want them to do more. Well, how much more? Were they at 50% to quota in October? Were they at 90% to quota? What is that percentage? Because it's asking you to set a specific number that they have to be able to go to, a specific goal. But I really do love the word and term quota. You can also do this with your sales team, and you can also do it with your entire organization. In order for us to hit team bonus, this is the quota that we have to hit in this organization in order for everybody to participate in a team bonus. But I think I would start specifically with your sales producers. I was just this week, kind of what brought this conversation up and the reason I wanted to drop this today is business owner I've worked with for a while had had his EA, which I love the fact he had an EA, had produced some really beautiful reports. And there were some weekly graphs. There were some weekly numbers, quite a few numbers, but not overwhelming. After you read it a little bit, you can kind of keep up with, okay, here's the raw numbers of what they did activity-wise. Here's the results that they had last week for each team member. It was graphed, plus you had the numbers. It was great. And then you kind of go down and you would see the weekly numbers and I would see the monthly numbers. And that's whenever I shared, yeah, but this is good, but I have no idea how they're doing relative to what you want them to do. And it was immediately the light bulb went off and he said, oh, you're right. It shows the numbers and it graphs them, but it does not show exactly what so-and-so's quota is. And so if you have not explicitly shared with your team, what is their individual quotas? What is the team quotas? This is an opportunity for you to do that. Setting defined timeframes and defined outcomes and targets for them to be able to hit helps you so much with being able to have clarity in the organization. And if I could add one last thing, once you've defined that clarity and they know exactly what is expected of them, then you have something that you can coach them to. You can begin to do the coaching, whether it's product training or process training, whatever that may be, to help coach them and hold them accountable to be able to get the outcomes that you ultimately want. So my suggestion, consider adopting having a quota for your team and putting that as part of your vernacular. And I think your team will absolutely start and begin to bend towards closer to hitting their targets. Hope that episode served you well. By the way, coming up in February next month, we are going to be hosting another workshop, our second workshop of the year. This workshop is all about a personal leadership plan. You have a plan for your business. We've talked about this is what we're trying to accomplish this year. We talked about how we actually get traction in that plan. But what about the most important asset in the business? And that asset is you. Do you have a plan for you? Do you have a plan to lead yourself first? A personal leadership plan, because personal leadership comes and precedes leadership in the organization. I'd love to see you there. Go to blueprintos.com/assets. You can see more information to be able to come to our next workshop. Look forward to seeing you then. Till next time, lead well and go be great. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners, for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. directclicksinc.com/above the business.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit coachpconsulting.com to get started.